Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Your Dunamis Life. I'm Dr. Pauline Dillard, Executive Director and CEO of Dunamis Center Ministries in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Here at Dunamis Center, our mission is to bring praise, honor, and glory to God by building Christ-centered, heart-connected marriages, births, and families who have deeper relationship with God and each other. I'm here with my co-host, Catherine Pearson.
Hello.
So how are you today, Catherine?
Good.
Okay, so what about contact information?
Yes, we have some. And if you look at the post for this Blog Talk Radio episode, you'll see that our wonderful co-producer, Jeff, has put in all the contact information you might need. But really quickly, we would love to ask you to check out our website, which is dunamoscenter.com. Dunamis is spelled D-U-N-A-M-A-S.
Yes. So I'm going to just move forward because I want to leave lots of time today for our special guests who are in studio. Catherine mentioned that Jeff is here with us, and Jeff Pearson, and then we also have Dallas Shepherd of Harmonized Brain Center.
Hello.
Welcome, gentlemen.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
So this is a little bit of a special show because we've had Dallas on before. I believe it was like last February. And he talked, we had your son on, and he'd had the brain injury, and you talked about how you got into what you do.
Yes, that was a long conversation or a long experience, but yes, our son, because of his accident in 2003, caused us to have a career shift, and so now I specialize in low-energy neurofeedback.
Okay, and so you'll talk a little bit more about that as the show goes on. Today, we also want to talk with Jeff because... Jeff, you've had a lifelong issue, and it got a little bit more complicated this past year, didn't it?
It did. I was born with something called hydrocephalus, and that I'm not going to get into a whole lot of gory details about that, but I was born with this, and over my lifetime, I've had the privilege of having lots of surgeries to replace what's called a shunt that helps drain, you know, cranial spinal fluid, and anyway, it's really fun stuff. Anyway, long story short, March of 2014 became another time to do that.
Right.
So
this is a brain surgery.
It is and two of them, no less.
Invasive brain surgery.
Very invasive, it's not a, you know, in 1 hour, out the next kind of deal. It's a big deal.
And it was absolutely necessary at this time.
Yes.
Because had gotten some infection.
There was some infection going on in the fluid, and so they wouldn't even touch me for surgery until I'd been on antibiotics in the hospital for 2 weeks or something like that. So it was a nice, long, luxurious stay at the hospital for about 3 weeks. It was really fun.
Right.
Yeah.
And then after the surgery, you were having some effects that were interrupting or disrupting your life.
That's putting it mildly, yeah.
Yes. And so maybe you could talk about that a little bit. And just for the audience, just a reminder that Jeff is Catherine's husband. They both help us here at the center. So in some ways, all of us have kind of lived this story to a degree.
A little bit.
Jeff, go ahead and share what was going on.
Well, after the surgery, the problem, according to the neurosurgeon, the problem was solved.
Ah.
The shunt was in there. It was functional. I was alive.
It wasn't infected.
It's not infected. I'm alive and well. Well, I'm alive.
But not so well.
So as far as the neurosurgeon was concerned, I'm good. Kick me out. Send me home. We're done. I mean, literally, I think I was home after like 3 or 4 days after the neurosurgery. I was out of there. I was in my own bed.
Right.
So done with the surgical part? Yes. Well, not even close.
Okay. So could you maybe share some of what you were living with?
Headaches
during that time.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, headaches were huge. I mean, I've never had headaches like this before. When people talk about migraine headaches and things like that, and all the stuff that goes along with them, with the sensitivity to light and the when you get one of these headaches, you know, a lot of times people get that experience migraine headaches, say it takes them out for the day. I mean, it just you know, they last a long time. Well, I wasn't getting ones that lasted all the time, but I was getting three or four of them a day that would still just knock me on my butt.
Literally.
Literally.
We actually saw that happen to you one day where you were standing in the, well, I heard it, but you were standing by
Boom.
Sharon's desk and when something hit and it literally knocked you off your feet.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it got to that point where it was difficult to function all day.
I was to the point at one time where I think it was in, I don't know, March or April of this year, of 2015. This was after a year of these awful, horrible, debilitating headaches. I actually applied for disability.
I remember that now.
It was to the point that I could not, it was so unpredictable and so debilitating that I was thinking, well, okay, what am I going to do? I can't work, you know?
Right.
So,
right. It was affecting your ability to work anywhere, really.
Really.
Because these could hit at any time, any day, all day, and it was just not possible to function.
At one point, during one of the stretches of work that I was able to do at the time, I ended up having what I found out later was even a little seizure. Because of what was going on. And I didn't realize it until I described what I had experienced, and they said, oh, yeah, you had a seizure. I said, oh, okay.
Lovely.
Great.
So during this time, I know that you were communicating with the neurosurgeons.
Yeah.
You were trying to get figured out what they could do about it, and they kept doing some sort of, like, adjustment on the shunt that didn't really...
Yeah, this is a really fancy, schmancy, newfangled 21st century shunt. Much more technologically advanced than the last one, but it has the ability to put this little dial on it. It looks kind of like a clock dial, and it puts it on there and turns it, and it adjusts it, you know, ever so slightly, and it makes a difference one way or another. And so,
what it does is that it changes the level of pressure of the fluid that goes
changes
through
the flow.
Brain.
Right. The flow rate, or whatever, if you want to call it that way.
Which are, you know, without that, if you're born without hydrocephalus, you know, our brains do that automatically.
Yeah.
And very fluidly without even noticing it. But
right. So you were having the debilitating headaches, and we, all of us, were also noticing that you were having a hard time tracking multiple things or multitasking, or, you know, if we had a meeting, I know several times Catherine, because I, you know, you can tell on the show how I just go 100 miles an hour, and Catherine had to keep, like, slow down, and we were all praying and trying to figure out what to do, but those adjustments weren't really helping much, were they?
Well, one of them did. The one of them that they did actually helped. It went from a lot of headaches to a few, and then we thought, oh, well, let's just adjust it one more time, and then it'll get rid of them.
Uh-oh.
Logic said, well, that slowed me down to a crawl. I felt like I couldn't put three words together in a sentence at that point,
right.
And it was just,
and
it only lasted about a week, and I got my butt back down to Denver and said, no, put it back.
After almost a year, almost a year of that, then Dallas, we had you come in, and we talked with you a little bit about this, and I believe at that time you weren't really sure what LENS might do, if I remember.
Well, I mean, the primary purpose of LENS is dealing more with the electrical activity in the brain.
Okay.
And what Jeff was dealing with was more the hydraulics, the fluid flow. But however, with any operation, injury, ever how it's devised, it affects the brain and how the electrical activity functions. And so after consulting with Lynn Oakes and some other people, some other therapists.
Well, before that, you thought maybe he should try a different type of treatment. Remember, like the chiropractic?
Right, the cranial sacral massage, which basically helps regulate the flow within the body from the brain fluid all the way down to the sacrum.
Right.
And that hydraulics, and basically what a shunt is there was an impedance in his cerebral flow going.
Okay.
And so that was trying to get that regulated.
So you thought that might help because you weren't really sure about Lynn.
Right.
So let's go back, Jeff, to you went through that process because the headaches were so bad, we were just all desperate
trying
to find something.
And
it was reasonable, I believe, at that time, Dallas, mm-hmm. for you to say, I'm not really sure, because you weren't.
Right.
Okay.
No,
well,
I mean,
fine. That's okay. And so, Jeff, you went to this sacral cranial chiropractor.
I went to two different ladies that do different, different forms.
Styles.
I don't know, different styles. Yeah. And one of them didn't help, and so she thought maybe this other one would help more. So I went to her a few times, and it just didn't. It didn't happen. It almost made it worse. Honestly, the headaches got worse, and so and then I think Dallas. I think you suggested. Go ahead.
I was going to say, did somebody along the way suggest some vitamins or?
Well, that was when once we went to the next step, which was the concussion place. Yeah, we went to Dr. Brad Gulla, who is
neurochiropractor.
Is it chiropractic neurologist? I think
yes.
Is it?
So
yeah.
So with Dallas, was that somebody that you thought might be helpful?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Good.
And it was. It went from several severe knockdown, drag out migraines a day to maybe once a day or maybe once every couple days, and they weren't as severe. So it was improvement. It was great. It was awesome. But they weren't gone, you know, by the way, every time we would talk to the neurosurgeon about it, because I was on the phone with him too, saying, what the heck is going on here? Because it's been a year. He said, at first 2-3 months, okay, fine. I'll accept that it's post-surgery pain.
Yes.
But this has been a year.
Yeah,
I don't accept that anymore.
Exactly.
We're moving on to other things. So
it was getting really concerning for all of us.
Yeah.
You know, we were all just like, we didn't know what was going to help. We didn't know, trying all these things. And at that point, Dallas, you were kind of coming up with ideas too and trying to help with the situation. And they're getting a little better, but it was up and down. But we did not see a lot of change in the processing as far as in the meetings and things like that.
Right.
And one of the things I've heard you talk about, Dallas, is trying to help the brain process information better.
Yes. And that is, when we start looking at the electrical activity in the brain or the brain waves.
Right.
And so that's what we did. We started doing the lens neurofeedback, and Jeff responded very well to it.
Right. And before that, you mentioned, I believe to me, we were having our open house here at the center, and you had mentioned what you started to say earlier, that you had done a little research on the shunt situation and whether or not lens might be helpful. So tell us
right.
a little bit about that.
Well, as far as, you know, the shunt and dealing with the hydraulics, that is, in essence, an injury to the brain.
Right.
Okay. And so when we look at brain injury, it's not any different. I don't care how, you know, is somebody in a car accident hitting the head with a baseball or whatever, it doesn't make a difference. The brain the brain is still injured. So when that's the perspective that we look at it from, okay, hey, we have an injured brain, and typically when you have headaches, lack of focus, lack of attention, those type of issues, then we're looking at the electrical activity in the brain, and when that's out of balance,
right,
then all of a sudden that is what is causing those dysfunctions.
Okay,
and so ultimately it comes down to is, yes, lens is a viable approach for this situation.
Now, you mentioned that you actually contacted Len Oakes. Would
yes.
you share who he is?
Okay.
I don't think we know.
Len Oakes is, he founded Lens Systems, or the Low Energy Neurofeedback Systems, back in the 1990s.
Okay.
And he's the one that developed the system and has been practicing it ever since.
And so you talked with him, and then you guys thought, hey, it was worth a run.
Yeah. I mean, it's worth the run. There's not any guarantees, but it's the biggest part about lens, there's not going to be any harm being done from it.
Right.
So it's, okay, hey, let's try this, let's work on it, and kind of see how it's going to work. And there has been quite a few other clients that we have worked with shunts.
Okay. So, Jeff,
you know, I remember talking to you about it, and it was just like, oh my gosh, let's try something, because we've tried all these other things, and it wasn't really, nothing was really hitting it for you. So why don't you guys can kind of talk about what the process of LENS was, or the treatment, or how that went, or, yeah.
Well, during the first session.
Yeah. Well, during the first session, no. I mean, when Jeff came in, and again, I mean, we talked, and I mean, hey, let's have an honest, open conversation. If it's working, good. If it's not, I need to know so we can make adjustments. But when we first started, one of the first comments that he came, he says, hey, does this have anything to do with my directions?
Yeah.
And I was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, I don't need to use my GPS as much. I'm like, okay, interesting.
Right, because Jeff, you talk about that a little bit. You were having trouble with even things you knew, places you knew?
For almost 40 years of being on this earth, I have had to have written notes every day before I went to bed. I would have, well, you've seen them, Catherine. I mean, every night on the bathroom counter before I go to sleep, and I'll wake up in the middle of the night if I think of something, because I have to write it down.
Right.
Because if I don't have written something, I'm not going to remember it. And directions was a big driving
directions are a huge
part of it.
As long as Jeff has been driving, directions to get places from here and there throughout town, even if it's...
We've been here 16 years, and I still need written directions to get around in a town that we've lived in for that long.
So the gift of a GPS system was fabulous for Jeff.
Yeah. I got that for Christmas about 4 years ago from my parents, and I just about kissed their feet.
Yeah.
I've needed this. Thank you. So that's been my constant companion in the car, and then, I don't know,
but
it was...
We started
on June 9th. Mm-hmm. I figured out, I looked back in the calendar, we started the mapping. The first thing was June 9th.
And that's of this year.
Of this year.
So we're just talking this few months ago.
Few months ago. And so that was the first appointment. And then I don't even know when it was. I don't remember what date it was that I said that to you. But I just remember instinctually I would plug in the address and put the GPS on the thing, and off I go. And I didn't even realize it until I got to your office that I didn't even take it out that time. And I got to the office, and I kind of got out of the car and went, what in the world just happened?
I got somewhere without needing my GPS.
It didn't even,
or my written notes.
It didn't even occur to me until it happened.
That was pretty powerful.
So, yeah.
And I don't have my notes here right in front of me, but I'm thinking, going back and just thinking through the process. It wasn't very long, probably after about 3 or 4 sessions, you started talking about having headaches less.
Mm-hmm. Headaches definitely less.
That they were less and less intense, and that's basically how we like to measure basically 3 criteria, mm-hmm. the intensity, the duration, and the frequency mm-hmm. of any condition. And obviously his headaches were being less intense, less often, and didn't have occur all the time. And it's like, we're definitely making progress.
Yeah. Well, we're just going to take a short break. I want to just mention that I would like to encourage you to go to our website at dunamoscenter.com. And it's almost Christmas, and we've got a really powerful study guide that you could give to somebody on the Book of Proverbs, which is really all about how to live your life well. And, you know, choices. We call it choices and consequences, because a lot of times we want all of our choices and none of the consequences of those choices. So you might want to consider that as a powerful way to help somebody grow in their walk with Christ. It would be really good for high schoolers and young Christians. And then, Catherine, I find that even as a seasoned, I guess, Christian, it's good to go back to basics and really lay some foundation, isn't it?
Yeah, I've enjoyed going through it myself as well.
Yeah, so it's been really fun.
That's our shameless commercial plug there for
there
the
we go.
Book.
Okay, Dallas, I want to go back to some of the changes that you know, he was noticing not having the headaches. And we were noticing that he was tracking and processing information consistently and better. So, Jeff, do you remember feeling that too, or noticing that?
Yeah, I think the two main things that I've noticed that's been hugely different from like the kind of before and after, if you want to do that kind of thing, is the directions thing, and then also, and this is partly looking back at that time where they adjusted the shunt, and it slowed me down to a mental crawl.
Yeah.
So ever since then, I've been, man, am I really back? Am I back? You know, back to regular processing speed where I can actually think of something I want to say and actually have it come out of my mouth the way I want it to. That's the other thing that I've noticed the most, is I don't stumble over my speech not hardly at all anymore.
Yeah. Right. It's much more, when we have conversations, Jeff's able to speak smoothly. He's able to speak his mind, you know, clearly and concisely and, you know, with direction. And it's been a huge difference from the way it was before.
Right. And I would say, like, in staff meetings, when there's a tendency for us to bounce around, like you might say something, I say something, and we're all talking all at one time, Jeff was having just very difficult time tracking those conversations.
Yeah.
And we noticed that suddenly there was no hesitation. He was taking notes, engaging with, okay, so you said this and you said that.
Because I'd have to stop you guys several times. But
hold
it. I got to write this down.
Right.
Hold on.
And I know it was really frustrating for you even. And sometimes I think that, and I may be wrong, Jeff, but it seemed as if you were feeling like you weren't as smart as you used to be, or like you couldn't keep up with things like you could, and that was an inadequacy of some kind.
I think I just felt like I slowed way down. That's the only way I can describe it. It's just the mental processing speed of my brain just went to a crawl.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And I just wanted to admit, I just couldn't quite tell if I was back. You know what I mean?
Right.
Am I back to where I can actually...
Dallas, do you see that with other clients as well, where there's a slowness of brain processing?
Actually, we look at it as static on the brain, which is kind of an easy way of saying it. One of the common ways, if somebody's listened to your favorite radio station listen to your music on the favorite radio station, and you go by a big building or under power lines, and all of a sudden it becomes staticky.
Mm-hmm.
You can still hear it, but it's just harder to listen to. And if it gets really staticky, you have the choice, you can turn your radio off. But when the brain is speaking, because different areas of the brain control different functions, when there's static on the brain, everything, it's harder to listen, and it's harder to do some of the basic things in life.
Wow.
And also talking back with Jeff, is he would become fatigued because the little things in life, he spent a lot of energy just doing the basic things, and then when you throw something on top of that, now he's in overload mode.
Right.
And so we see that quite a bit with brain injury, also you have ADD, all kind of different symptoms or diagnoses that are given, but basically what we basically call it is static on the brain. And if we can remove that static, the brain becomes a lot more efficient and the processing speed increases, not because we're doing anything to create faster brains, it's just getting rid of the static, and all of a sudden it can operate efficiently.
Right.
That's so powerful.
You know, Jeff, I kind of have noticed, too, that you had an eye that's kind of wandered off a lot. I don't know how else to explain it.
I've had a lazy eye my whole life,
But I've noticed, and it may not be all the time, that it tends to track with the other eye a little better as well. Have you paid attention to that or noticed that at all?
Well, I don't look at myself very often.
If
I can help it, I try not to. Yeah.
Oh, man.
But I know. But I don't know. I mean,
at you right now, and I can see that it's moving with the other eye differently than it used to.
Ask Catherine. She sees me more than anybody else, so I don't know. I don't even look in the mirror as often as she sees me.
Well, and it's funny because when you're with somebody all the time, you don't always notice some of those things.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. As I'm looking at him right now, it's tracking much better. But Jeff, you also mentioned another physical change that happened to you with the way you walk with your
that was
the
weird.
Gait and your
that was another step. Trippy thing. Yeah, I was walking along the walking around somewhere. I don't know.
Give a background. So
yeah, okay.
For your whole
forever,
life
that I can remember. Yeah, my left foot when I step would go straight, but my right foot would kind of.
It'd be
like 45 degree angle almost. It would look like I was a duckbill platypus or something weird thing. And all of a sudden, this day, I was walking, and I looked down. I don't know, I was going to go pick something up, and I'm walking, and I look down, and all of a sudden, my feet are both going straight.
Wow.
Well, what's interesting is, was it also your left eye that was...
I don't even know.
I can't. Yeah, I think it was the left one. And so, Dallas, I've heard you talk about the opposites.
Right,
or
opposite side of the brain.
Yeah.
But describing what Jeff went through and those improvements, and I'll just kind of, if you ever seen somebody that's had a stroke, a brain injury, and they'll have left side paralysis or something that's going on.
Yes.
Now, that's the extreme. But if you look at really what's going on in neurological, it's not a muscular issue that's the problem.
Right.
It's the neurology. The signals aren't getting there. So, in essence, going back with Jeff, all that happened is his brain became more efficient.
Right.
The static is removed, right. And it's like, oh, no, I want the right foot to follow with the left, and everything goes straight. It's an efficiency issue that was going on, not a physical ailment.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, it's interesting with somebody that has had that for a long period of time, sometimes the muscles, bones, and structure will change a little bit because it has gotten used to that.
Right.
Okay, but in his case, it changed and turned back. And
my thought on that was he was also going through chiropractic care at the same time. So I'm wondering if there was
I look at it as the opportunity for the body to adjust and get back to its normal place that it wants to be.
Yeah.
And if you understand chiropractic care, that is really what they're trying to do also.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In chiropractic care, typically, I'm going to say, is basically working from the neck down. It's not looking at the electrical activity. That's not what their training and different thing is. But when they come together, the whole body is becoming efficient.
Right.
And it becomes effective.
So, Dallas, I want to just take this moment to let you put your kind of disclaimer in there, because you can't guarantee that this is going to happen for everybody. It's just one person's experience and story.
It is, but I come back to, in the last 2 years, I've done over 3,000 sessions, and I'm amazed at the transformation that I get to sit there and watch.
I know, isn't that
and
exciting?
From kids, from concussions, to people that have had depression, anxiety, also people that have been in counseling for years, and all of a sudden their brain relaxes, their walls come down, and they're able to start processing things better and easier.
Right, and I can attest to that, but we won't go into any details.
But that's the part that it's not, and I come back to from a health standpoint, I don't know that there's any one single answer out there that people need to take the responsibility, but also for their health and also their wellness, but also look at there are some what we call alternative approaches. LENS has been around since 1990.
Right.
Neurofeedback's been around since the 1960s. So it's not really that new.
Right. But then, this is where I would say you want to pray and you want to hear from the Lord what might be right for you. But we do shows like this because if you don't have that knowledge of the possibility of something, it's difficult to exercise your faith in that area.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Jeff, did you want to say something in closing? Or?
Thank you, Dallas.
the worst part, Jeff has to listen to my bad jokes, but that's just part of it.
I mean, it's all great because you don't know what you don't know, and we stumbled upon it, and now look where we are. So.
Well, and I would say thank you also. I mean, like Jeff mentioned earlier, he was considering, at one point,
a disability
to help. Pay for our daily needs. And so to have him, I feel like he's come back from almost a brink of, incapacity, but now he's, fully functioning. He's able to work. He's able to, you know, participate with us in ministry, with our family and church. And so it's just, you know, amazing to see that transformation.
Yeah.
And we're definitely thankful.
Well, I also just want to remind our listeners that we do a lot of our work through donations, and you can make a donation here for Dunamis Center at our website, dunamiscenter.com, D-U-N-A-M-A-S. Dallas, thanks for being on.
Thank you, Jeff.
I'm so excited we had a chance to share your story.
Yes, and I will put a shameless plug for you on the information about this on the thing. So, yeah, you can...